Talk with the Purpose is a show every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And I'm John DeMasi, 609-407-1450 is our number here. And without further ado, we bring in the one and only Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. How many times were you in Facebook jail, Seth?
Yeah, well, we're not in jail anymore. We're sort of like under house arrest.
Okay.
So we could walk around the house, but if we go out to, you know, outside the front door, you know, the bracelet activates and we feel pain like one of those dog fences. So we're free to post whatever we want, but nobody could see it. And that's why it's so important for people to go to our libertyandprosperity.com website, to go to our Facebook page, to go to our Twitter page also. But you have to be active. You can't assume everybody else is seeing what you see. You've got to hit the share button with the Facebook icon or the Twitter icon. You've got to email to your friends. And that's the only way we get our word out.
All right. Can you talk about, you posted an email about the budget. And I'll tell you, you're an expert at this. And I seem to think there's hidden money in the budget in debt service, paying back debt service. What's your take on this? And is the budget, is it bloated? Is it too much? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there are two bad things about the budget. And we talk about how New Jersey changed over the years. We actually had this Democratic governor, a guy called Joel Parker in 1875, who put it in our state constitution that everybody had to be treated equally by the government. Everyone had to pay taxes at the same rate, no special giveaways for special groups. And when we had that kind of government in New Jersey for basically 50 or 60 years, from 1875 right up into the 1960s, New Jersey was debt-free. We didn't have a sales tax. We didn't have an income tax. We had the best schools in the country. We had the best highways in the country. We had the fastest trains in the world came to and from Atlantic City. I mean, New Jersey was a paradise. And then suddenly, in the 1960s, we started this culture of, oh, my property taxes are too high, so let's have a sales tax to pay for it. Or the property taxes are too high, so let's give a break to veterans and give a break to senior citizens and give a break to farmers and give a break to real estate developers. Every time we invented a special break for special people, we got higher taxes for everything. And that's the culture we got ourselves into. And unfortunately, both the Democrats and Republicans are into it. And this budget we got now, the $56 billion budget, I mean, when you think of how ridiculous it is, they say, okay, property taxes are too high because the governments are spending too much money and we have too many mandates and we have too many lawsuits and regulations and we have to have diversity and we have to have environmental impact. So when it used to cost like $500 to fix a hole in a roof, now we have to spend $20,000 and we have to borrow the money for 15 years to pay it. I mean, it's nuts, you know, what we have. But there's nothing to change it. And the Democrats are doing this. And just one specific example, there's going to be a tax break, what they call the anchor tax break, for homeowners and renters. So the spending is going to be out of control for local government. And so all the businesses are going to pay higher taxes, but homeowners and renters are going to get a tax break. You're going to get a check from Murphy to how wonderful he is. But because all the stores and all the doctors and everyone you do business with is going to pay higher taxes, so you're going to go into the Wawa and your $3.75 half gallon of ice cream is now going to be $8 or $9. And, so you're going to pay the because Wawa is paying the taxes. So it's this little shell game designed to fool people into thinking that Murphy is making life affordable when they're not making it affordable. And if you go to libertyandprosperity.com, I read a whole essay on that. It was actually published in the South Jersey Times. So that's what's going on there. So we have this budget, and every Democrat in the state voted for it. Every Republican in the state voted against it, except here in Atlantic County, where Republican Vince Palestina Don Guardian and Claire Swift voted for the Murphy budget. And I'm sure at the meeting today, somebody will tell us the inside deal that was made. Because how can you have every Republican in the state votes against it, but three vote for it? You know, what was given to these three or given to Atlantic County? And it's disappointing that the press of Atlantic City had a whole front page article on the budget, but not one word of how our local legislators voted. But that's why we need liberty and prosperity, and that's why we need your help.
So should they have voted against it? And if so, Seth, why?
Well, what the Republicans need to do that they have not done is they've got to say, all right, here we see Murphy, the state is $240 billion in debt.
Oh.
We haven't funded our pensions. We get automatic toll hikes every year, not to fix our roads, but to pay the debt. So now we have maybe $8 or $9 billion like left over from all the federal money we got. So you would think they would say, well, let's start paying down the debt. Let's start being responsible. Let's get to the causes of why New Jersey has some of the highest taxes in the country. But no, the Democrats had the special giveaways and gimmicks for their constituents. We see that the Republicans did the same thing. They said, well, we also want special breaks, but we want special breaks for our people. And apparently Vince Polistena negotiated something that's going to benefit people around here. But, you know, that's not fixing the problem. What's going to happen, unfortunately, New Jersey got this honest government in the first place because we had a total economic collapse in 1837. For the same reasons, we're going to have an economic collapse now. So when you have your firemen, your teachers, suddenly are told that they're going to get 20 or 30 cents on a dollar of the pensions that they thought they're going to get, you know, that's when the reality will come. But I'm afraid it's not going to come before then.
All right. So how do they – is there any money to pay down the debt in this budget? Did you check into that?
No. I mean, they're saving they had like about $8 or $9 billion extra, mostly because of this federal money. So of the eight or nine, it appears that they are spending like half of it, and the other half they're holding back because it's probably a phony budget. In other words, they're expecting money to come in that's not going to come in because there's probably going to be some sort of recession in the latter part of the year. So we're basically at zero. So. But the thing is, you know, we shouldn't be having this discussion on a radio program after the budget is done. What's really a disgrace is that the media and Republicans and Democrats, nobody talked about what we were facing during the month or two before the budget so the voters could be informed and the voters could say, well, this is what I like and this is what I don't like. It's all after the fact. They made their deals. They got their votes. It's done. And we're not going to hear from this again until maybe in, say, November, December, when it say, whoops, we've got to raise the tolls another dollar because we don't have enough money to pay the debt that we took on to fix the roads 15 years ago. So that's but again, that's what Liberty and Prosperity tries to do. And we need your help. We can't do it by ourselves.
Well, Claire Swift is coming on our show in 2 weeks. So I will send you an email to remind you. You may want to call in and ask her a question, all right?
Okay. But right now, I'd like to just talk a little bit about July 4th.
Okay.
Because it is important, and that's really the focus of our group. We're named Liberty and Prosperity because that's the motto of New Jersey, which means that you have a good, comfortable, safe life if you have liberty. But if you don't have liberty, you don't have a comfortable or safe life. And here, July 4th on Monday, it's not just Independence Day. It's American Independence Day. And I know it would upset the folks at Stockton College to say that our American Independence Day is different and it's better than the Independence Day of almost any other country in the world. Because let's face it, Haiti has an Independence Day. Mexico has an Independence Day. Asia, you know, have hundreds of countries or dozens of countries in Asia, Africa, and South America. They all have Independence Day. But how many people are lined up at their borders trying to get into Haiti or trying to get into Mexico?
None.
Or all these other countries with Independence Day?
Nobody. Nobody's lined up.
How many people in those countries are doing everything they can to get out?
Just about everybody.
Over here.
Just about everybody. Right.
And it's interesting because Abraham Lincoln, in almost every speech he made, pointed out what made American Independence Day different and our Declaration of Independence different, is he said it wasn't just separating our country from the motherland, but in embracing these sentiments of our Declaration of Independence. These self-evident truths that we're all created equal, that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that governments are created to secure those rights equally for everybody. So America was never perfect, but when we understood and respected those self-evident truths, America brought more wealth, more opportunity, and more justice to more people than any other nation in history. And so we have that little message on postcards, and you could pick them up by coming to our meeting at Sal's Cafe at Groveland Avenue and New Road in Summers Point. They're in a waterproof bin on the steps of my office in Summers Point at the corner of Shore Road and the road to Longport, right catacorner from the Wawa. And just pick up as many postcards as you want. And because we're running out of cards, if you didn't donate to Liberty and Prosperity this year, please give us $30 or whatever you can online or through the website. And it's very discouraging to see how many Americans are not celebrating July 4th because they just don't understand what makes our country special, what makes July 4th so special. And I actually saw, one of the TV stations was interviewing people on the street. Well, how are you going to celebrate July 4th? And one was a young black woman said, well, I don't celebrate July 4th. I celebrate Juneteenth. But, you know, Juneteenth was when Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation got to Texas because about 200,000 mostly white men died to defeat the slave owners to enforce the Declaration of Independence or to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. And if you heard Lincoln's speech or read his speech at Gettysburg or any speech he gave, he said that the Emancipation Proclamation comes from the Declaration of Independence, because he said in 1776, when we said we hold these truths self-evident that we're all created equal and endowed with certain rights, he said that meant there'd be no room for slavery in America. And if we started out with slavery, it was the duty of every American to end it. So how can you say I'm going to celebrate Juneteenth without celebrating July 4th, the day we embraced the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, and I'm amazed, and not that we're against Juneteenth, but I'm amazed at the priority that is not put on July 4th, but was put on Juneteenth. I mean, Channel 6 covered the parade live.
And not only Juneteenth, but we have our Pride Day,
yes,
Day of the Woman, and a Day of This, and Black History Month. So we forget about we celebrate every single holiday,
but the basics,
except the basic
right,
holiday
right,
that made all the other holidays possible.
That's right.
So I don't want to, you know, so that's our message. And again, please pick up our postcards. And I guess I want to talk about one final point.
Go ahead.
Before I go, and that is, I spoke about this on Harry Hurley. I actually called Harry Hurley about something else, and he asked me my opinion on this invasion of illegal immigrants. And it was at the top of the hour, so I couldn't really explain the detail, but the bottom line is, we don't have an immigration problem. We don't have a problem at the border. We don't have a problem with a wall or border enforcement. We have a full-scale invasion of this country by millions of people, and it's no different from when America was attacked by Japan or Germany or threatened in the Cold War by communists. There are people who want to destroy our country, and they saw for 100 years they can never destroy America with armies or with invasions or with weapons. But what our enemies have done is they have turned the greatest virtue of America. I mean, they say that we're racist, we're oppressors, we're intolerant, we're this or that. But the truth is, Americans are probably the most decent, tolerant, understanding people ever on the planet. And our enemies have turned that virtue into a weapon to destroy us. Because we are so tolerant, we have so much compassion, we want to help others so much, then when we have millions of people coming to our border, coming into this country, and then ending up voting in our elections to vote our system out, and this this hateful socialist or Islamic or culture that doesn't tolerate individuals to pursue their life the way they want to do, it's destroying our way of life, and we are powerless to stop it because we are so virtuous. We cannot, how do we stop this? We can't build a wall to stop it. People get around the wall. We can't stop people at the border because eventually people will get through. And, of course, Democrats don't want to stop it because they know that all those illegals are going to be voting Democrat out of gratitude for all the free stuff that they're getting from the Democrats. As Governor Murphy said, he said, even though I didn't get my $56 million in the budget, I'm going to figure out a way to use the money I got to help those illegal immigrants. Did you hear that part of his speech?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
So what can we do? And I guess the first thing we have to do is to admit that we have an invasion. And if you have compassion, have a little compassion for your children and your grandchildren and your nieces and nephews. And think of the wonderful country that our parents and grandparents gave to us, and ask what we're doing for our children and grandchildren in return. Because there's only one way to stop this. And again, a wall won't stop it. Enforcement at the border won't stop it. We could hire 100,000 border agents, won't stop it. The only way to stop it is to do what countries that we hate do to stop it. What do they do in China, North Korea? What happened if you broke into the border and snuck into Iran? What would happen to you?
You'd be a goner.
Well, we don't have to be that harsh, but we have to arrest everybody who is in this country illegally, and there'll be a lot of them, so we have to put them in camps to hold them, and then we have to put them on buses, ships, and planes to send them back to the countries they came from. And when we do that, the cartels and coyotes who made millions of dollars in bribes to bring them here, they won't get paid, and the invasion will stop. So the bottom line is that is what we have to do to stop it. But are Americans too kind, too compassionate, too understanding to know to do what it takes to save our country from this invasion? Or will we say, I feel sorry for that when I saw on TV the crying women, the crying children. Oh, it's horrible. We can't do that. But if we do that, think of the people you don't see. Think of your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, and what kind of country they're going to have if we don't stop this. So that's the final message for July 4th for Liberty and Prosperity. And I'm late. I better head over there now. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Seth. Happy 4th. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. Meeting starts at just started at 9:30. Sal's Coal Fire Pizza on New Road in Summers Point. And also, libertyandprosperity.com is the website. Talk with a Purpose is the show. I'm John DeMasi. Saturdays, 9 till noon, WPG. Talk Radio 95.5. Coming up on a break. After the break, Matt, John, Craig, and another John in that order. And maybe you at 609-407-1450. Back with more Talk with a Purpose after these words.